An ABC story posted today, and today is Sunday, September 18, is headlined, Japan issues special typhoon warning as unprecedented storm approaches. The Japanese government has urged 2 million people to seek shelter or evacuate as a powerful and potentially destructive super typhoon bears down on the country. The Japan Meteorological Agency issued its highest typhoon alert warning for Kagoshima Prefecture on Kyushu, the southernmost of Japan's main islands. Welcome to Climate Conversations. I am your host, Robert McLean. This podcast is assembled here in Shepparton, in northern Victoria, Australia, on the lands of the Yorta Yorta people, and I pay my respects to elders, past, present, and emerging. Typhoon Madol has been classified by the US Navy's Joint Typhoon Warning Center as a super typhoon. It has the potential, they say, to be the most destructive tropical storm to hit Japan in decades. The 14th typhoon of the season was near Japan's southern Minami-Diato Island, heading northwest at 20 kilometers per hour on Saturday afternoon. Winds at the center of the storm were blowing at 198 kilometers per hour and had been gusting up to 270 kilometers per hour. And that's according to the JMA. The storm is expected to move north towards the mainland after it hits the coast. Japan is in the midst of typhoon season and can be expected to be hit by another 20 major storms this year. You'll find a link to that story in the show notes. Now we shift to another ABC story, and this one is about electric vehicles. And the comments of several friends who frequently tow caravans filled my thoughts when I read the story, the ABC story, which was headed, Electric Vehicles That Can Tow Your Boat, Caravan or Horse Float Are Coming to Australia, But How Long Will We Have to Wait? My friends say they will switch to an electric car when they can buy one that will tow their caravan. The ABC story begins. Electric vehicles won't tow your boat, they won't tow your trailer, and will spell the end of the weekend, at least according to former Prime Minister Scott Morrison in 2019. Well, he wasn't quite right, as explained in the ABC RMIT fact check at the time. And car manufacturers of today are creating all electric models with hefty towing capacities. But when will they be released into the Australian market? There are already some electric vehicles with towing kits available in Australia with varying towing capacities under 1.6 tonnes. You'll find a link to the ABC story about electric vehicles and how they can tow caravans in the show notes. Now we shift to a story from the New Republic, a story that discusses an issue that occupies much of my thinking. The story from the New Republic has the headline, Last Century's Approach to Journalism is Useless in a Climate Crisis. The story begins, when was the last time you expected to see something good on the front page of the paper? Certainly not in this decade. Roughly 4 in 10 people globally now say they sometimes or often avoid contact with the news, according to a new poll conducted by Reuters Institute. For more than half American respondents, it's simply a matter of mood. Wherever you are along the political spectrum, a growing percentage say that news simply bums them out. These findings aren't surprising, but they represent a serious problem, not just for media outlets, but also for a democracy that depends upon engaged citizens. Yet it's tough to know how to fix this. While major newsrooms often leave their pages with flimsy good news narratives, manufactured positivity isn't a sustainable long-term strategy. And the current commitment to journalistic objectivity gets in the way of what might be a better option, giving readers the harsh truth and telling them how to do something about it. You'll find a link to that story in the show notes. We've reached the end of this episode of Climate Conversations. So until we talk again, please take care, stay safe, and please be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with your friends. And there'll be a few extra links in the show notes that help you better understand the implications and complications of the climate crisis. So until we talk again, please take care.